I counted off the Sunday to just have a few words with you.
Amen.
From the Word of God tonight, and some thoughts that the Lord has laid in my heart and in my spirit. So many times, I'm very well prepared, but last night, in my sleep, I guess I preached all night long. Because God had something that He wanted to say, and to the people who gathered here tonight. I listened to the different prayer requests and the things that was talked about, and it reminded me of a Christian lady who really loved the Lord. Her name was Hattie Dorsey. And Hattie Dorsey had a son that constantly stayed in trouble all the time. Mm. And she prayed for this boy, and she prayed for this boy, and prayed for him. And she said that God said that He would take care of him. How many times when God promised us something in His Word, we constantly beat Him up about it?
Sure, that's right.
We're constantly crying and moaning and groaning, and God said, I got it. And I remember, because this guy was also a drug dealer at the same time I was, and he flipped, lost his mind. And one night he got down in the middle of the intersection right in front of the chief of police car and went crazy. Mm. Well, he wound up doing about 15 years in prison. And the Lord spoke to him and said, you know what? I told you that I had it. When he got out of prison, the man was saved.
Mm-hmm.
Ministering the Word of God. How many times when God says in His Word that Jesus, when He ascended back to heaven, what did He say? The Father has laid all power in heaven and earth in my hand. Do we really trust Him?
Mm-hmm.
Do we really trust Him? I often ask myself sometimes, like today when it just seems like every situation turned upside down. And man, I was all in a panic. Oh, I'm not going to be able to make it to the home group meeting on time. I'm not going to be able to get here. And the Lord said, I got it.
Amen.
So you know what? God's got it.
Yes.
In my message, I want to talk with you about, or from the principle of unconditional favor. An open heaven is also a metaphor that speaks to the fact that foundationally God has always intended to have an open communication with man. To think otherwise, God does not communicate with man, is to live substandard to the original creative condition of Genesis. To so many times do we find ourselves living substandard as being born again Christians. God routinely communicated with man in the beginning. In Genesis 3 and 8, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God. The Lord God among the trees of the garden. An open heaven speaks first and foremost to a complete opening. In John 1:51, it employs the principle of practical perfection, which means having been and being or a permanent result. If you remember in Ecclesiastes, it's what does Solomon say? There's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Nothing new. John 1:51, and he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you will see heaven open, and the angel of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
Amen.
So he's coming up and going back, coming up and going back. What goes up must come back, what goes up must come back. If your prayer fill up, don't you think an house is in there? So why don't we just terrorize the Lord? Why can't we trust him that he'll do exactly what his word says he will do? Open heavens just simply means unconditional favor of and from the Lord. Do we truly believe we have unconditional favor from the Lord?
Amen.
You have unconditional favor. I'm very serious today.
Yeah.
Do you truly believe that you have unconditional favor?
Amen.
Your life is simply easy to say, Father, not my will, but shall we all do. It is a time, unconditional favor is a time when God stoops in grace and exchanges our weaknesses with his strength. We're weak before the Lord.
Yes.
But he strengthens us.
Yes, that's right.
With unconditional favor.
Amen.
This is one of the things that the Christians have that the sinner don't have.
Yes.
Of course we have his favor.
Amen.
The Lord becomes our limitless ability. There's nothing that can hold us back.
Amen.
Of course, there's nothing that can stop or control God. In the heavenly reality, you know, we view it as linear. Our view should be at the speed of light. You're full of it.
Yes. Amen.
There's no limit to what God can do.
That's right. That's right.
And God created light.
Amen.
Rather than limited by the grueling course of time, I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything can be taken from it. And God does it, that men should fear before him. That which has been is now, and that which is to be has already been, and God requires that which is past. Ecclesiastes 3:14-15. Through his disobedience, the first man Adam disconnected from God.
Yes, that's right.
Disconnected all men.
Amen.
Leaving all men to dwell in a deformed human and earthly condition. Adam reached for knowledge from the wrong tree and closed it up. How many times have we reached for knowledge from the wrong tree?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the result?
Loss.
But when Jesus ascended back to the Father, he declared in Matthew 28:18 that all power in heaven and earth the Father has given to me. And on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Passover, he sent back his Holy Spirit. You ever really thought about the true thing that happened on the day of Pentecost? God, all he done was reverse what he done at the Tower of Babel. when he scattered them in every direction. But after Jesus came, then there came an ingathering where he brought them all back together.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do we really look forward to the ingathering when God brings us all back together? No race, color, creed,
amen,
male, female.
Yes.
But we're all one.
One.
One. Do you think those ladies on the day of Pentecost were filled with the Holy Ghost just like the men were? Yes, they were. And think about those talking Jews, or not, but Gentiles, that was there at the day of Pentecost. Were they not filled with the Holy Ghost too? Think about it. Here we are, Passover and first fruits have just ended. Now it's preparing for the Pentecost season. Are you really looking for a true refreshing from God?
Amen.
See, the thing is, the latter rain will always be greater than the former rain. That first splashing that God infused into you when you receive the Holy Ghost. And then all the problems came.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All the problems came. And then you became broken and hurt. I guarantee you, every one of us in here tonight have had to deal with some form of some type of church hurt. You've been hurt. How can God pour something into a vessel that's broken? How can you pour new water or latter rain into something that's broken? Into something that's never been able to let go of their past. Remember what Matthew, the ninth chapter, I think it is, verses 16 and 17, from the English Standard Version, when it begins to talk about passion, a patch in some clothes. And then when the patch finally draws up and it tears, you got a worse hold than what originally was. Mm-hmm. And then pouring new wine.
Yep.
In the old wineskins. See, the thing is about new wine, when you pour it and it goes into a bottle, it still got some yeast because it ain't totally finished.
Yeah.
See, I used to be a winemaker. And when you make wine, if you don't lay it out of anger, and if you stand it up, and then if you don't leave it in a place where the temperature stays stabilized, when it heats up, it'll blow the cork out.
Mm.
What happens every time you allow something to heat your life up? You blow up.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you blow up, it causes another problem that's got to be taken care of. In our brokenness, in the very times that you're broken, what did Jesus say? I'll be there. We cry and we moan and we groan as Christians worse than the world.
Yep, that's what I'm doing. Amen. That's right.
And we cry about, oh, I was over there in that church and what they done to me, and they kicked me out and they throw me out, and you know the bishop just hurt me so bad, and all of this mess.
Yes.
And you know what? Jesus said, I got some loud rain for you.
Yeah.
And you know what rain does? Rain gives light.
Yeah.
Always gives light. But the question I want to ask tonight, how can you pour water of life into something that's broken and cracked all the pieces?
Yes.
It won't stay here.
No.
It won't stay here. Why can't we trust God? Why can't the body of Christ trust Him? He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. You know what? And in the process of Him going to prepare that place for us,
Do you know what he's expecting from us? To become mature Christians.
Amen. That's right.
You will never come to maturity crying about your past.
Amen.
No. You will never come to maturity always being broken. You look at Jesus. The number 40 represents maturity. Jesus in that desert place. And see, the thing is, God, if you were mature in the Lord, He got a desert for every one of them.
Yes.
A desert or wilderness for every one.
Amen.
And until you make it through that wilderness, you know what's going to happen? You're going to repeat the same thing time and time again.
That's right.
And I don't care how much you cry about it,
yes,
it's not going to go away.
Amen.
You know, when you look, Jesus spent 40 months with the disciples. They just didn't get it. You look what happened. When he come back home to the earth, so he had to give them a crash course, a 40-day course, to get it right.
Yeah.
How many courses is he going to have to give us to get it right? How many times are going to have to repeat the same thing?
Amen.
How can we help anybody if we're broken ourselves?
Yes, that's right.
A broke man that has no finances can help nobody in need. A broke Christian, a broken Christian can't help anybody in need.
Right.
You can't help nobody if you're broken yourself. I don't care how much you can sing.
Yep.
I don't care how many scriptures you can quote.
Yep.
I don't care how many whatever.
Yep.
If you're broken yourself, you can't tell anybody.
Right. Amen.
You know what? I remember this doctor told a lady with laryngitis, the best medicine for her was to shut up. And she kept right on talking.
Yeah, that's right.
Right on out of the doctor's office, right on out to the dentist. She never shut up, even though she was barely whispering. You know, sometimes the best medicine for a Christian is to zip that.
Correct. Amen.
Spend some time with the Lord.
Amen.
Apostle James says the tongue is an evil thing.
Yes.
Why should blessings and curses come out of something at the same time?
Amen.
You know what? I was talking to Brother David, Sister Carrie, yesterday. And you know, the Lord really shaped me about my mind. Oh. Because you know what happened? He told me they had grandkids with him. I forgot all about it.
Mm.
You know, the Lord let me know. You know what? You need faith sometimes before you talk. How many times do we really think before we talk? And the tragedy of what could have been the living legacy I would have left for those kids. And that's where the Lord gave me this message. If you are broken yourself, how can you help anybody else?
Amen.
If you got situations brewing around you in every direction, how can you help anybody else? I'm appealing to you tonight. If you're broken, allow God.
Oh, okay.
Allow God to mend your broken spirit. To give Him your hurts.
Yes. Amen.
Quit trying to carry them on your own. And you know one of the biggest identities that we still got some hurts? Let something happen.
Yes, that's right.
Let something happen. And we go all the way back to great, great grandma and great, great grandma.
Mm.
And then how do you think you can help somebody else when your hurts go all the way back there? When your pain goes all the way back there?
Yes. Amen.
I remember a message I preached, how do I overcome sour frustrations? So many Christians are sourly frustrated within their own heart.
Yes, yes, that's right.
And you know what the biggest problem is? They really never allow God. Apostle Paul says, for it to be a change of heart, it first must be a change in the mind.
Amen. That's right, 100%. Amen.
Never let it go. You have hell on you. Father, I thank you for this office.
Yes.
Be sure of your
people. Thank you, Father.
But most of all, Lord,
Lord God,
I pray.
Thank you for
your thought. That you see us, Lord. To each and every person.
Yes, Lord.
That's broken.
Yes, Lord.
God, that you will refresh them.
Yes.
With new wine.
Yes. Yes.
A new anointing, Lord.
Yes.
God, that you would pour out of your spirit, God, and heal every brokenness.
Yes.
And most of all,
you could have called
Jesus' name.
You paid for that.